USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is planning on tying a vote to increase stimulus checks to $2,000 to a repeal of Section 230. When it comes to helping everyday Americans out, Senator Kelly Loeffler says,
"We have to provide relief to Americans because Democrats have locked our country down. They've played politics with this moment and refused to pass relief month after month after month. And then Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders have admitted that they did that because of the election. They played politics."
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expressing her sadness about the death of a Louisiana congressman-to-be. The California Democrat says she extends sympathy to the family of Luke Letlow.
"So sad. 41 years old, coronavirus, blood clot, complication. Could happen to anyone."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. 747 and vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Both the Nashville Metropolitan Police Department and the FBI were warned in August of 2019 that Nashville bomber Anthony Warner was building bombs in the RV he kept at his home. No motive has yet been determined for the Nashville bombing, which left Warner dead and three bystanders injured. Computer developers are trying to come up with a digital health certificate accepted worldwide that can verify whether you've been tested for COVID-19 or vaccinated.
Please have your contact app open on your device.
That's what you might hear soon at your airport terminal. Paul Meyer is the CEO of Commons Project. He adds that his company has developed a digital platform called Common Pass.
We expect that many other institutions and communities will also put in place requirements for not just negative testing, but also for vaccines and vaccinations.
That audio courtesy of CNBC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification and 24-month commitment. Early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Effort to recall a governor is picking up steam.
An effort to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom over his coronavirus restrictions received a large financial boost Tuesday from an Orange County firm. The campaign received a $500,000 donation from an Irvine-based consulting firm. California Congressman-elect Daryl Issa says Newsom needs to take the effort seriously. He tells Fox News that people are fed up with his restrictions.
It can happen. It can only happen if the governor continues to go in the wrong direction. There's an old expression, if you want to get to the wrong place, keep going in the wrong direction. And, you know, at any time, he could choose to start empowering businesses rather than ordering them shut down. Tonight, I went to a restaurant that was open because most of our restaurants are open. They're observing social distancing, but they've had enough of his orders when, in fact, he doesn't even believe in himself. And as you said, he goes to a very expensive restaurant with a lot of people and no masks.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A high school student kept a 3-second video of a 16-year-old girl saying a racial slur from 2016, only to post it online after she was accepted to attend her dream college. The now 24-year-old telling the New York Times he did it to teach her a lesson. The University of Tennessee pressuring the young lady to withdraw, which she eventually did. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.